Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I'm Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to the show today Joan Denenberg. Joan, is it fair to say you are a consultant, but you also have your own company in marketing and retail strategy?
Yes.
When I see retail strategy, that's difficult times in that industry, is it not?
Very difficult, very difficult time, but exciting. It's changing. And primarily, I work a lot with Manayunk in Philadelphia.
When you say the retail is changing, will it survive because of the Amazons and people just doing everything online these days?
I think it'll survive, but it's going to look really different. Brick and mortar will never go away. Even Amazon is you know, getting into the brick and mortar business with Whole Foods and a lot of retailers, Bonobos, that started as strictly online, now have small spaces in King of Prussia. You can go and try their menswear, try it on and order it online. But I think it's changing. It's getting harder, particularly for the small people, because you can walk in and look at something and then find it cheaper on your phone and order it. But people still like to see and touch it. But it's becoming more entertainment-driven. It's harder for small retailers to open. The banks aren't lending the money. So it's getting much more difficult. And it also, many retailers have a very strong online presence also. So they need that.
So Manayunk, I know you've been associated. First of all, do you live in Manayunk?
I recently moved from the main line to Manayunk.
Wow.
And I'm one of the big demographic. Manayunk's changing. So I'm 57. Downsized. I still needed space for my kids, but not a lot of space for when they come and visit. And so we moved from a 100-year-old Tudor to a fabulous townhouse, and I can see all of Manayunk in the bridge.
Wow. So when you say the demographics of Manayunk are changing, it once was a really, really young crowd, and now that's not the case?
It's both. But as the housing markets change, probably the biggest boom in Manayunk right now is the housing, rental and condos. There's a condo that almost, a townhouse that almost sold for $1 million. I think as Center City has gone crazy, you have less groups of students living in homes. Mm-hmm. You still have a lot of people who grew up in Manayunk, second, third generation, who own their homes. But you're getting more people, empty nesters like us, and young professionals. A lot of young professionals moving in.
How much turnover have the businesses in Manayunk done? Like Nicole Miller, I know, always had that one on the hill when you came over Main Street.
She's there.
She's still there.
Yeah.
But how much change has happened?
There's a lot of change, particularly in retail and apparel. That's the toughest. The newest wave, we have a lot of owner-operated, women-owned retailers. It's really very exciting. Professional women who have a concept, and we have a lingerie store that just opened. We have two sisters who grew up in Greece, and they opened a store called Lila, and they just moved to a bigger space, bought a building. But it's difficult. The restaurants, we've always been a restaurant town.
Yep.
People who know Manayunk probably remember Jake's and Jamie's, really, were the...
Jake's, I remember. I didn't know Jamie's.
Jamie's closed a long time ago, but they were the two that started bringing everybody. And so we're still very much, and we still have a lot. We have Jake's, we have LaBus, we have the Brew Pub. And then we've got some new restaurants over the years. But it's, you got to work it. They work really hard, the business owners there, as in any shopping center. But I think on a main street, the first weekend in the spring, Manayunk just comes alive. Everyone's sitting outside, and people come back to Manayunk. In the darker, colder days, it's a little harder.
Now, are you also involved when they have festivals or an art show?
Mm-hmm.
And how often do they do that?
So, the Arts Festival is coming up, which is one of the reasons when Joe asked me, I thought it's a great time. It is June 23rd and 24th.
Oh,
this is our 19th year. And the Arts Festival really put Manayunk on the map. It was an idea by one of the Dan Edison, one of the developers who owns a lot of the property on Main Street, and he saw that other people had art shows. And from that very first show, we had over 100,000 people. I'll never forget the Inquirer. I was involved. Really, actually, my mother was involved. She was the promoter, the craft show promoter. And I think the Inquirer ran on the front page, or maybe the front page of one section. But
sure.
A picture coming up from Main Street, and you just saw that wall of people. And that was year one. And we still do. We get almost 150,000, 200,000 people that come just for the festival. And we get artists from all over the world, Israel, all over the United States. It's a really nice outdoor jury craft show.
So you started your own company almost 20 years ago,
yes,
correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
What was your inspiration to start a company, and who was your first client?
So my background was shopping centers. I was part of the grand opening team at Willow Grove Park. I don't know if you remember that. It was the Bloomingdale's and Abraham A&S opened, and B. Altman's. Of course, most of them are gone. Bloomingdale's is still there in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. And I was the assistant marketing director. I worked for the Rubin Organization, which also now has changed, has a different name. And I worked for them at different properties. And then I went to a property in Atlantic City, Ocean One, that was being redeveloped. And after that, I moved back to Philadelphia. And as I became a mother and still needed to work full time, I wanted some more flexibility. And I had a partner, and we did all small centers because the big centers have big budgets, and I had an ad agency, and they had ongoing programs. But small centers still needed marketing, and a lot of the smaller developers didn't have in-house. And that was just really a niche that I went on to have. So one of my first clients was a shopping center in the Bronx called Bay Plaza Shopping Center. That's still there today and now has a mall next to it.
Wow. So when you say smaller, are they more strip malls?
Yeah, strip malls or... now they're called lifestyle centers, but I've done centers in Philadelphia, some small centers in the Northeast, Cruisetown Shopping Center, Red Lion, and some in Jersey. And I have one small enclosed center in Baltimore, but small enclosed centers actually are being knocked down. They're really not viable, and they're become more big box type of centers. And I've done downtown districts. I've worked with Manayunk on and off probably for 20 years on different buying media, doing events, planning an antique show. Now I work with Manayunk probably about 50% of the time, if not more.
Do people find you, or you're still finding them?
Kind of both. It's such a niche. I know, of course, as I get older, you know, it's probably getting harder. But I know most of the developers in Philadelphia, the tri-state area, that are my size.
Okay.
A lot of my business would come. I would work for someone who worked for one company, and then when he or she went to another company, they would give me business. So I haven't marketed myself a lot. I have part-time people working for me. But, you know, there's always tomorrow, and then you think you got to market yourself more. And Manayunk. I've done a lot with Manayunk lately.
Sit tight. Mm-hmm. I'll take a commercial break here on Lifestyles. We are talking to Joan Denberg. Back in a moment.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and Submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063, 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0067, 484-562-0067 for WIMS for Rent.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Dee Lynam chatting with Joan Denenberg. Joan, thanks again for being here. She is a marketing and retail strategist. Is that the right word?
Uh-huh.
We were talking about the Manayunk Art Festival. But there are other things that go on in Manayunk that you feel good about and promote. What are some of the other things?
Events are a big part of Manayunk. People love coming for events. We've had the Mummers in the winter. And sometimes we close the street. Sometimes the street's open. We have for the summer every Thursday night an event called Stroll the Street. And the restaurants have $5 drink specials and food specials. And we have activation outside. We do free movies. We have different themes, pet night, and different vendors. And the stores come outside and do some events. And really just people love being outside, walking up and down Main Street. So we kind of give them a little added reason to run up and down Main Street.
I'm curious, where do they show the movies?
On a side street on Cotton Street. We get a big blow-up screen, and we wait till it gets dark, and we do about 3 or 4 movies. And one of the other big changes in Manayunk is there are more young families. And this Stroll the Street really appeals to the local people. You can walk down the hill and get some ice cream or eat dinner and see a movie.
And I was mentioning that like media does something similar to that. Did you take any from any pages out of their book, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, we all look at each other. We've visited media. It's a fabulous district. It's different than us because it's not located in the city of Philadelphia. And we actually shared with them some of our struggles and some of our wins, and they shared with us. So Soul of the Street is a little bit different. Theirs is dining under the stars, I believe, and people come
right,
out
that
and
is
eat.
It. Yep.
And we have a lot of sidewalk dining, so we were able to do that. We have a bridge. I don't know if you're familiar with. There was an old Conrail bridge that was closed for about 30 or 40 years, and it was Lower Merion and the city of Philadelphia worked together for years and years. And now that bridge is part of the paths in Philadelphia, and you can actually hike from it's right over in Balakinwood, and you hike across a bridge to Manayunk. And we're going to have lights on the bridge eventually. It's been open about 2 or 3 years, and it's a great way. We'd love to do some dining up on the bridge.
Wait, so is the bridge before Belmont?
Or yes.
Okay, so uh-huh. Before Belmont.
It's, well, no, actually, if you're going across Belmont, the Green Street Bridge, and
right.
You look up on the right, that iconic Manayunk Bridge that's in our logo that everyone thinks of, that bridge that has been closed for a really long time, and it's now open, and
oh, wow.
It's fabulous. You can bike, hike, and you really gets a lot of use. And it ends up, it starts in Manayunk, it ends up by the BMW in Balakinwood, the train station.
And did they have to restore it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a big, big effort from many different different government organizations, Lower Merion, Philadelphia, the Planning Commission. Took a long, long time, and there's still more. They're going to add lights. Right now, there are not lights at night. We, Manayunk, would love to add an elevator. Right now it drops you off about 2 or 3 blocks up the hill and you have to walk down. We're hoping one day to have an elevator, sort of like we call it our High Line,
right.
That brings you right down to Main Street.
Since you grew up in King of Prussia, mm-hmm. You went to college in Boston and then lived on the Main Line. When or did you come to have such an affection for Manayunk?
So I've done work with them on and off for years. As the Arts Festival, my mother, when my first job was at Willow Grove Park, and we wanted a craft show, and my mother was a collector, a glass collector, and she said, I'll do it, because we wanted a more upscale. So each mall I went to, my mother ended up doing a show, and then Manayunk heard about her separately and hired her to do the first show. So I helped her. I was pregnant with my now 28-year-old daughter, and we marked the street until 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's always had a special place in my heart. And so through my whole career, I've done some work with Manayunk, and I've watched it change. And then my reason to move there was actually when we were on the bridge with the mayor and Nutter, I think it was at the time, and Laura Marion and my husband and I were thinking of moving, and I looked up on the hill and I was like, wait, I should live here,
yeah.
Whether I work with them or not. So it really is now kind of a part of my whole.
And if you mm-hmm. are up on the hill, can you walk down?
Yes. From my house down the hill across the bridge to Balakinwood and back is about a 5.5-mile walk, and I do it a lot. It's really nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Going back to, what the future of retail, I guess we'll never get tired. I think of Manayunk. We brought up Collingswood over in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Just being in a cute town, and if you don't have retail, the cuteness wouldn't be the same, correct?
Yeah, we're always looking to grow retailers. For Manayunk, one of the things we're one of the rare towns that has water on one side.
Sure.
And that canal, a lot of money has gone into fixing up the canal, and there's a lot of plans to have the canal actually running again, which I think really will change Manayunk, and then plans to do more development looking out onto the canal as opposed just to Main Street.
Sure.
And so it's always a struggle. There's the other big growth in Manayunk is offices. A lot of young internet artists. It's more affordable office space. And that helps keep it vibrant. That gives you a lunch crowd. And there's definitely a whole sort of young vibe. And there's some shared office spaces there that are opening up, which is a new thing, too.
When you say it's more affordable than Center City?
Than Center City.
Got
you.
Mm-hmm. But yet not too far
right.
from
mm-hmm.
Center City.
Yeah.
And a feel like you could walk around and have other things as opposed to being way out in the suburbs in some corporate kind of design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a different than an office park. We don't have that big spaces, but we do have a lot of companies that work, you know, whether they need to get to King of Prussia or Center City, we're very well located.
Does Manayunk have a website, per se, where
people can... Yes, Manayunk.com. It's a great website. You can find all the businesses, the retailers. We do a magazine, and on Manayunk.com, you can find a link to our magazine. We publish it ourselves, and we really write about the people and the personalities in the district, and the people that live there, the people that own businesses, the restaurateurs. We've had some restaurateurs that have been there for a really long time, and we always have some new people and new concepts and things like that.
What was, and I maybe it had it again this year, but I saw it last year, Best of Manayunk.
So, yeah, we did have it. So that is really we reach out to our customers and everyone to vote on their best of.
Oh, kind of like Best of Philly.
Yeah, Best of Philly, and, you know, very much on Manayunk. And we always looking for different things to talk about. We're very pet friendly, so we've always had that a best of. It's very much, the town is very much a pet town. We're actually having a pet event this summer down on the Performing Arts, the Venice Island Performing Arts Center. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Mm-hmm. That opened up in the last few years, and that's behind Main Street on the river. And so, you know, we kind of just try to highlight. It's done in fun. I mean, it's voted. People vote. We get a lot of votes. But done really just in fun to really highlight the different things. We have a great little ice cream place called Tubby Robot, really interesting young guy who studied ice cream for about 2 or 3 years before he opened. I'm not a big ice cream person, but people love it. You can get a flight of ice cream, and you can play computer games on the wall there, and it's really a ice cream boutique, and people love it. So we get to tell the world, share that in with the best of.
I have to take one more commercial break, but we'll come back and tell people what's going to be happening in Manayunk coming up. We're talking to Joan Denenberg, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old. Except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-5000. 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big. Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm DeLine. I'm chatting with Joan Denenberg, who is a consultant in marketing and retail strategy, and Manayunk is near and dear to her heart. What is the date, again, of the art festival coming up?
Saturday, June 23rd, and Sunday, June 24th. I suggest you come by public transportation, that we do have parking in City Line Avenue at 555.
555, right. I never even thought about that. Public transportation drop you right at the beginning of Main Street?
Yeah, the train is the best, right. Just because it gets crowded.
And the website is?
Manayunk.com.
Manayunk.com. And on Thursday nights, is it?
Thursdays is Stroll the Street. Every Thursday from now until the end of the summer, we've got drink specials and appetizer specials and activities up and down the street.
Joan, thank you so much. Enjoy your new home there in Manayunk. I like the idea of downsizing. It's a good idea. You have been listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB. I remind you that our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I'm Dee Lynam. Have a great day.